I'm your host, Anthony Kendrick, and joining me is Nick Davey.
Good evening.
And making his debut on the show for the first time, we've got George Didko.
Are
you guys both well?
Yeah, I'm better. Well, thank you, mate.
No worries. It's been a bit sad, really, for Football League, hasn't it? Without without any Championship football because of the international break.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do last Saturday, honestly. It's always not a very nice time of the year, the international break for fans, but obviously I'm sure the management and the players have a different perspective of it.
Mm. Do you think enough Championship players play for an international side to justify a break, or do you think it's something that's you just have to have?
I think there is, especially the clubs that come down. I think there's probably enough. But even League One, there's even League One games that get called off, sort of thing. So I think there's definitely enough players, especially at the front end of the league, that miss out.
I totally agree. I think exactly the same. I think the only nations that aren't really the big, like England and stuff like that. We don't really look for anyone, many players at all from the Championship. Only sort of younger players, which is obviously good for them. But they pick up quite a few from the lower leagues. So
yeah, kind of a necessary thing we've got to put up with then. So obviously not any games in the Championship. There's still a couple of stories. I saw the QPR boss, Neil Warnock, and also Gary Rowett, who's taken over at Derby. Both managers have come out in the last week or so, and they're saying that their sides can make the playoffs. So I guess my first question is, how open do you think the playoff race is? Do you think teams like Derby and QPR can make it, or is it just some wishful thinking?
Personally, I think they got quite a big chance. I mean, I think it is still really open. I think looking at the table, it's still really tight up there. I mean, even the top two is tight at the moment. Teams flipping up. I mean, you look at the run Huddersfield run for obviously lost their last game, but a few months ago you wouldn't expect them to be up there where they are now. So all it takes is that good little push of form, and you don't know what could happen.
I saw in the case of QPR, they've picked up the most points. I think they've picked up the most points, or the second most points of any Championship club in 2017. They've been on a really impressive run.
I think Derby are pretty much out of the race, and same with Cardiff and the other clubs there. I think it's Norwich. I think it's still in the bubble. Really got a chance. Got to run, you never know. There's still eight games to be played, so yeah, I mean, I don't have any sort of my math isn't on the spot, but there's a lot of points still to be picked up. So you can, it's certainly doable, but I think in reality, obviously, then you're relying on a lot of clubs, points as well. I think it's Preston and above. You've only got to look for them, and they've got a chance to get into the playoffs, and they can keep squandering the opportunity. So it is open in that regard. Yeah, I think it's Preston, Norwich and Fulham are the only clubs I really think have got a chance of getting in the playoffs. The ones that are already in the playoffs there. I think Leeds and Huddersfield, obviously Brighton, Newcastle have definitely got a playoff spot. And I think it's just a case of who's gonna join them in the playoffs. And you've got the Reading, Sheffield Wednesday, Fulham, Norwich and Preston battling it out. But then, yeah, you never know, you can get a Derby, Barnsley, Villa. I mean, Villa have certainly got the squad to do it. Cardiff, you mentioned, on a fantastic run of form. If they can pick up as many points as they can, then who knows? But I think at the moment in time, I think it's just Preston and above that are in that battle.
Well, what do you think, George? Do you see any of the sides below getting into the playoffs?
It's going to take a lot, isn't it? And it's going to take a lot of mistakes from the team above them. But yeah, like you say, Preston and above. Really are the only sort of realistic ones. But yeah, Barnsley and Villa, maybe, if they really push on now. And I've been pretty impressed with Cardiff this season. Well, the way they that things really turn around for them. So, you know, maybe there's just that chance, but I think maybe now they're just a bit too far away to really catch up.
I think Aston Villa are a side worth mentioning as well. I know they've won 5 of their last 6, and the one game they did lose was a 1-0 to Huddersfield. They've won all them games to nil as well. Defensively, they've been very strong. Are they a side as well in, you know, really good form? Have they got any opportunity for a late surge as well?
I think they could be. They're one of those that's definitely, you know, there's going to have to be no mistakes until the end of the season if they are, because there's so many good sides above them that are going to have to... They're going to have to fade away, really, and I don't think a lot of the, you know, the bigger clubs are going to. I think their only chances for taking that sixth spot, but you know, with your Fulhams and your Norwiches around there, I think they could just about be out of it by now.
I just want to move on as well and discuss the top two. Obviously, with Nick being on the show, it's often told from a Brighton point of view. George, what do you make of the, you know, I suppose it's a bit of a two-horse race between Newcastle and Brighton, or do you see Huddersfield as potential?
Yeah, well, you know, Huddersfield they're not going away, are they? I mean, they've had a few great results this season. I mean, obviously, they lost to Newcastle a few weeks back. But, the top two really are fighting it out, aren't they? Newcastle are having a couple of slip-ups, and you know, there's been times where Brighton have had the chance to go top and just haven't quite managed to do it. So I think it's definitely out of those who takes it. And if I had to say who, I probably would go with Newcastle, just because of you know, Brighton not seizing the chances when they can. That may come back to bite them. But saying that, Newcastle have had quite a few you know, losses that they've expected to win, so yeah, it really is tight. It's close to call.
There was that recent game as well where Newcastle went to Brighton and won. Do you think that's a big, you know, a big factor in the whole race, you know, psychologically as much as anything?
Yeah, I mean, that was massive. There were a couple of, well, one lucky goal in that game as well, which must have taken a lot out of the Brighton players.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, psychologically probably bad for Brighton. But also, run of games that win was in for Newcastle. I mean, they beat Brighton. The next week they beat Huddersfield. They then drew with Reading, lost to Fulham, which, you know, four teams who were up there and fighting. So, 7 points out of that.
Just one final question.
Massive to there. Yeah.
Just one final question about Newcastle. Do you think that, obviously they're top of the league, but do you think a lot of their fans expected them just to walk the division and almost surprised that there's competition?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've obviously following the Football League for a few years, whereas some Newcastle fans maybe haven't, and you know how tough it would be. But yeah, a lot of fans really, really looking for us to, you know, dominate that league. I think we have the squad that, you know, that assures the fans enough that we could do it. And obviously with manager Rafael Benitez, I think, yeah, a lot of fans got carried away pretty early on, and you know, it certainly hasn't been easy. So many sides in this league put up a fight. Well, every side in the league puts up a fight, but yeah, I definitely think the fans were over-expecting at the start of the season.
Okay, Nick, have you got any thoughts on the title race at the moment?
I think, as mentioned before, it's just that for Brighton perspective, it's the case of just matching Huddersfield's results till the end of the season. I mean, that's why we weren't too disheartened by the Leeds United result just before the break, given the fact that if anything, we actually made ground on Huddersfield due to them losing 4-0. We only lost 2-0. So I think there's that. Newcastle, I just don't think we need to worry too much about Newcastle. We could end up at them great, but as I say, I think the major priority for us is just making sure that we're in position 1 or 2 at the end of the season. And I say, I think the only thing we need to focus on is just matching the results to the end of the season.
Okay. There's just one final thing I want to mention on the Championship. Alan Judge of Brentford, news has just come in that he's signed a new contract, which is fantastic news for them, because it looked like there was the possibility of him going even to Newcastle, actually, on a free transfer. Yeah. But now that won't happen with the new contract he's signed.
Yeah, great bit of business for Brentford. There they had strong interest in January. I think Brighton, Newcastle, a few other Championship clubs, and even Premier League, Palace, and even West Ham, I think there's a few clubs sniffing around, a few of the London Premier League clubs sniffing around him. So, no, very, very good business for Brentford. And I'm sure that they'll be looking for next season too. But it's a good club there, Brentford. I mean, they've got a good manager, Dean Smith. I think they're just a few players away from really getting back to where they were a few seasons ago in that playoff hunt. Especially with the new away. So I think that this will be big news for them, especially going into next season.
All right, so we'll move on, talk about League One. A bit of a funny story to start with. Swindon, they beat Millwall 1-0, but their director of football, Tim Sherwood, first game of his two-match ban, stadium ban, for his rant and official. I've got the rant in front of me, but I won't read out the entirety of it. It's easy to find on Twitter or anywhere else. He swore at an official five times, and he was pretty bad what he said, really.
Yeah, mad. Also, I was going to say, all joking aside, I know we can laugh at that all along, but that is a huge, huge win for Swindon. Tell you what, that could really. So they're certainly out of it. They're only 4 points behind Shrewsbury. I know they've played the 40 games for Port Vale. They've got Port Vale and Shrewsbury with games in hand, but not huge for Swindon because they needed that. So with the run they were on, they really needed a win or even a draw. They just needed to get something to stop the rot. And then they did just that. It's a huge, huge win for them. So I don't think they won since the 28th of February. So it's about a month ago. So that's a big win for them. And whether Sherwood, whether it had an impact on Sherwood or Pino, not the Rangers team, but no, that's a bottom line. It's a huge, huge win for Swindon, and they've given themselves a big chance of survival.
Mm-hmm. The team at the bottom of the table, Coventry, I know we've spoken about them quite a few times on this show about them, their poor season, but they've won their last two games now. They beat Bristol Rovers and Port Vale as well. Is it just a case of too little too late, or is there actually any genuine hope they can avoid relegation?
Well, apparently the odds before their game against Bristol Rovers on Saturday was 1,000 to 1. So maybe after that Bristol Rovers game, people were thinking, I didn't even know they were already heard during the game, so I was said I would have to have probably quit on that. But no, I think we've still got 11 points to go. I think there's 6 games to go. That's asking an awful lot. But I think maybe in realistic terms, they might want to bottom of the league. They've got obviously a lovely trip to Wembley to look forward to next week.
Mm-hmm.
So at least it's given them some smiles to at least look at some good results. And as I say, at least they're in a bit of confidence going into Wembley. So if they can win the trophy, at least they've got something to enjoy this season, and then I suspect it should be full focus on next season.
Yeah, I think the same. Definitely too little too late. I mean, it would have to be something crazy, wouldn't it, now for them to manage to stay up. But yeah, like you say, going into a match at Wembley, I think today you heard that they've sold just over 43,000 so far.
Yeah,
so that does really give them great confidence going into that off the back of back-to-back wins. Winning that would be great, really. But obviously, it would be the highlight of a very disappointing season for them.
Mm-hmm. Their opponents, Bury got their opponents, Oxford United, got a really impressive win, a 5-1 win over Bury. Potentially in the playoff race, but a good result to get before the Wembley game.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that's brilliant for them. It keeps that hope alive, doesn't it? Of a playoff spot. I mean, that'd be great if they could get up into the playoffs. Again, lots of teams around them. But yeah, I think with the extremity of that win being 5-1, I think it really does. Obviously, they're going to be favourites going into the game, but that's going to boost their confidence even further, I think.
Mm-hmm.
For Oxford, they're certainly in this playoff race, 4 points behind Southend. Really trip on Saturday. So it's really been a very very good time at Oxford United. So a big club as well, Oxford. Great stadium there, great supporters. And it's been a very, very good season. I think Michael Appleton, he's clearly very well respected there. I think not necessarily be this season they get promoted, but I think over the next few seasons they could be really, really a big team in that division. And as I say, they have to keep the squad together, keep it going. I think they'll be a very big force for the next couple of seasons.
And obviously their opponents, Bury, I know Lee Clark's made a decent start since coming in. I know they were, I think, second bottom at the time and now up to 17th. What do you make of the relegation battle in general? I know we've mentioned it before about Coventry being down, but after that?
So, yeah, no, it's, as I said, it's all to play. I think the ones that are definitely the ones you probably have to put your money on being down at Coventry and Chesterfield. It seems to be one bad result after another for them as well. And it's not the time you want to be doing that. Port Vale have been dragging it. I know they've got a few games to hand to hopefully get out of the mess for them. But then you've only got to look at Gillingham, Oldham, Bury. They all pick a Bury, especially picking up wins off the wins. But the one team I still don't think to say for Charlton, 47 points there at the moment. I really think they're still in this in the battle there. As I say, they've been on a great run of form. They're very, very inconsistent. So I don't think they're. I think they've got a lot. I think they could have been a bit of trouble chance still. But yeah, very. I think it's going to be very obviously going to last day that the certainly one position, but potentially two positions. I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you think, George?
Yeah, I'd agree. I think, like you say, just looking at the table, Charlton's run of form is pretty shocking. But all of the teams below that are really, really going to be fighting these last few games. I agree that it's going to go down to the last day. I think all of the clubs that are on there are really, really struggling. I mean, Gillingham, I'd definitely say they're in trouble. And if you're down there, if you're Port Vale or maybe even Swindon, you've got to be looking for something, if not all 3 points from three or four of your final games going into this late stage now. And obviously not every team's going to be able to do that. So it's still very tight down there. But yeah, I think in terms of who could stay up, I think Port Vale, all the games in hand are going to be massive. And I could see Shrewsbury dropping into that place. Well, and Gillingham, but only if Swindon were really to stride on now.
Finally, discuss League Two. I guess I'll start with Leighton Orient. Had Omar Rizzo, the one of the first team coaches there, was on the show last week for an interview. Really enjoyed that. But I saw some comments from Danny Webb, their manager, saying that if they go down, if they give him support, he thinks it can bring them back 10 times stronger. What do you make of Leighton Orient, both on and off the pitch? Do you think there's any hope for the club?
Well, you said last week how positive he was on the show, and listening to the show himself, he didn't seem very upbeat, and he didn't seem like the situation then. He was very positive, which is good to see. Very good to see, he did say that when the conference he was on about, he had full belief in his players, and real belief that they can get out of this. However, again, it's another defeat. It's another poor defeat against the side out from Crawley Town on Saturday. And there's, from my understanding, it could have been a lot worse as well. So I do worry for them.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Leighton Orient getting relegated would finish the club, George? Or?
I don't think it would necessarily finish the club. I think the manager's right in saying that they could come stronger. Obviously, I'm saying that looking at it from a own point of view, who won the National League last year after coming down. In many ways, I know we're still in trouble now, but in many ways, that was the best possible outcome in the end. And maybe it could be the same for Leighton Orient. I mean, it was very positive, but he wasn't hiding from the fact that, rightfully so, that going down is a massive possibility now. And it's about looking forward to how they can bounce back from that. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think they can do that. It's just obviously the National League's very tough as well.
With the National League, it's a funny one. I think it's not as back in the day. I mean, when Brighton dropped out in 1997, if you drop out of the league, then it was very, very, it could destroy a club financially. However, I think this day and age that the league is pretty. It's basically another football league, really.
Mm.
So that helps. There's a lot more, it's not as the end of the world, so it was dropping out of the Football League back in the day. I know there's still big, you get the academy funding, I don't think, drop out of the Football League. So there is those issues. But I think overall, yeah, as it was. But again, it's just that only one automatic promotion slot to get out. That's where it's tough, and you can sort of enter a York City or an Exeter, Luton, the big clubs that have been in that were in that league for a long, long time.
What do you think of the, obviously being in the National League last season in Cheltenham, what do you make of the, how competitive it is, especially with only, you know, the winners being, of the league being guaranteed promotion to the Football League?
I do think it was very competitive last season. I mean, it wasn't until the end of the season that we started to sort of pull away, as it were. But you always get a few tough games in there. A few tough away games, stuff like that, and it's really not too dissimilar from League Two, as in terms of the quality. I mean, you get a few clubs that are perhaps a bit worse, which you can see yourself winning against. But there really are a few teams. I mean, obviously, you only have to look at teams like Lincoln and Sutton United in the FA this year to see that Chapman were actually knocked out by Sutton in the second round. So, you know, obviously cup competitions, anyone can win, but there are a few teams down there that did cause us trouble. With Gary Johnson as manager, I think obviously he's had that experience in that league with the Oval. He just knew how to deal with that, and the players did really well to manage to come up.
Yeah, just a quick mention on Gary Johnson. I know he's having heart surgery, so he's been away for the last couple of games. Russell Milton. Yeah. Who I believe was on the first show this season. He was on a show earlier this season for certain, but I know he's temporarily in charge for a couple of games. But yeah, just want to wish him well.
Yeah.
With Cheltenham though on the pitch, I know they've lost the last four games. How do you see Newport or Leyton Orient getting out of trouble, and you know, potentially Cheltenham getting relegated, or do you think it's safe now?
I definitely don't think it's safe. I mean, Newport, you know, they've their last three results haven't been what they wanted, but before that, they had two wins. And that's just really kept them alive and kept them a fighting chance. I think Leyton Orient, obviously, only a point behind, but they've lost their last four as well. So I think you could just as well say that they're down. But in terms of Cheltenham, it's really just focusing on our own results. I mean, the last four games, we haven't... We just haven't been playing the football we played in the previous four. I mean, obviously, Johnson not being with the camp has had a lot to do with that. But you can't really blame Milton for being, you know, he was really thrown in at the deep end there. I mean, we had four great results. We had three wins and a draw. And now, obviously, four straight losses. And we've only scored one goal in those four games. So It really is down to the players now to try and pick themselves up from that, try and get a few more points before the end of the season, because it's definitely not over. We really have got to keep fighting for our place.
I guess when you look at the manner, like the teams you've lost against, when you think there's teams like Doncaster, it's Doncaster, Exeter, Cambridge United and Barnet. It's not like,
yeah,
apart from perhaps Barnet, it's not like it's teams around you that you're losing to, which I suppose maybe...
No. Yeah, it's teams that have been doing great, really. I mean, we would have expected... If, you know, going into a Doncaster game, you're not going to expect to, like, as a Cheltenham, in the position that we're in, we're not going to expect to beat a side like that. I think it's just the performances, really. I mean, we haven't, a few of those games we just haven't turned up to. And perhaps, you know, like the loss against Barnet, we were 1-0 up in that, and then three goals in 9 minutes saw us go 3-1 down. Mm-hmm. So it's stuff like that where it's the first time this season, really, that the performances of the players has come into question. Before that, their desire and stuff has, you know, it's been second to none. It's been there, and they've just been unlucky. But it's quite unfortunate now at this stage in the season that there's questions coming about some of the players' efforts.
Okay. Nick, have you got any thoughts on the relegation race? Do you think Newport and Leyton Orient are down? Or?
Well, again, if I was a betting man, I'd say yes. I think, Chuck, I said on the thing, they're struggling to score goals. As I was now blank, that was 3-1 on Saturday at Barnet, the week before that 1-0. So it's just, again, I see it struggling to score goals. There's a problem for them. But I think they'll probably be okay. You see, I know Gary Johnson, the doubt, so I know a lot. If you probably ask all the Cheltenham Hartlepool supporters, they'll probably say we're not safe yet.
All right. Just one final piece of news I just want to mention. Portsmouth, there's talk of a takeover from the former Disney CEO, Michael Eisner. Could be, someone who knows how to run a big business. Hopefully it's better. Hopefully financially they do a bit better than what happened before. But on the pitch, the club up to third place and, in with a shout, looking likely to get an automatic promotion spot, I would say.
Yeah, I think it's probably... I think looking at it now, it's hard to disagree with Portsmouth and with Doncaster in the top three. I think they're well on their way, all three of them. But the playoff race is just incredible battle. You've got Carlisle 59 in eighth and Stevenage on 62 in fourth. So I think the playoffs race is certainly going to go down to the final day. But I think with the automatic slots, I think they're all going to be comfortably what they are.
I think the two examples you give, Carlisle and eighth, who were in the top three for quite a while, and then I think they've not won in that. I think they've lost six of their last seven and drawn the other one. And then Stevenage, who are fourth, they've got a lot of wins. They've won that really good unbeaten run for quite a while, loads of wins. And it's just so difficult to predict. And Blackpool as well. I know we highlighted in the last show. Up into fifth, and they've been on a great run of form too, and unbeaten in nine.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you've even got teams down in the Cambridge and Wickham that would not rule them out at all, and they could have put a couple of wins together, and they're right in it. So I think it's fantastic. I mean, it seems to be the trendy for me. It was like this at the end of last season as well. It's just the case of loads of teams can still capable of getting in there. I mean, Stevenage are well down the bottom of the. You just got to look at the run right next to as well. The runs they both sides have put together, and they're really in there looking up third favourites for the spots. But I think it's going to go right down to the end of the season.
All right. What do you think, George? Do you think? Do you think the top three will remain the top three as well?
Yeah, I think the top three are pretty safe. Really, they can just pay attention to their performances now. Till the end of the season. I mean, Portsmouth, obviously the only one in slight doubt, maybe, if they slip up, but they've been playing great throughout the season. They can really afford to just, look down on the four in the playoffs and enjoy it, really, and see what's going to come out of that, because it's going to be interesting, pretty exciting as well. You can see things changing a lot, really. So many close together. You can see, anything really. Like you say, like down to Cambridge and stuff like that. Eight points between Cambridge and 12th and Stevenage in fourth. Mm-hmm. Like that's crazy. I mean, the whole season, this league's been very tight, and it's looking like it's going to stay that way. And I think whoever gets it, it's probably going to be deserved. There's so many teams have been playing well this season.
Mm-hmm. Just a final question. I know Nick's thoughts on this. We've spoken about EFL Cup, the changes to allow academy sides in.
Yeah.
We're yet to find anyone who supports the changes. The EFL chief Sean Harvey came out and said that it has a future. What do you think of the EFL Cup? Do you think?
I'm not a fan of it. I think I can see what they've tried to do in trying to accommodate for academies and get them, competitive games. But I think most football league clubs aren't going to welcome it, really. I mean, you're being forced almost to play a strong team against a team, academy teams in their league format aren't really playing a lot of competitive football.
Mm-hmm.
It's just quite, it must be frustrating for managers knowing you've got a tough fixture list anyway, as well as this, this cup. Injuries, stuff like that could come from it. Could have a massive impact on the domestic season. So, no, I'm not a fan.
There's two factors, isn't there? There's the the fact clubs have been fined for playing so-called weakened sides.
Yeah.
One team getting around it by making that sub in the third minute. But then
also
the attendance is the average attendance is 1,400 people. It's less than half the average attendance last year with the lowest crowd, just 274 people, which is... It's pathetic, really, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that's a clear indication that fans aren't happy with it. They want their, majority of fans' main focus is the league, isn't it? So they'll be looking at that. Anything else is a bonus, and this is probably an unwanted little trophy, really.
Mm-hmm. All right, I think we've reached the end of the show, unless there's anything else anyone wants to mention or anything.
Good. I think that's all of it, mate.
No worries. All right, you can check us out on Twitter at V2Football, and also follow us individually. It's @_Kendrick, _Davey, and GeorgeDigco19. I'll put the links in the description so you can check that out. Also, check out V2Football.com. I know, George, you've got an article or two on there, haven't you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can check that out as well for articles and all the podcasts got on there, as well as on SoundCloud. Yeah, thanks for listening. It's good night for me, good night for my guests, George and Nick. Good night.
Good night.